Right this way, Sugar Plum. You're going to the big barn today. I think you might have already guessed what's going on. You ain't been milked for days, and that's certainly not normal here. But rest assured, sweetie, we only do so what comes next feels so much better for you. You were the top cowgirl of last season, and not by small margin, neither. You blew the rest of them out of the water. You gave more milk than some of the cowgirls that have been bred. Can you believe that? Makes me wonder what a gold mine we'd have if we'd locked you up with a little mino cow baby. But we're not gonna do that to you yet. But you know what being top cowgirl means, don't you? You get a very special treat. One that only comes to each cowgirl every season. You get to be the milk queen. What's a milk queen? Ugh! Well, honey, it's only the most pampered and taken care of on the whole darn farm. You'll be our poster girl for this season. We'll take you out to show all the folks in town just how their milk is made. Where we have important guests in town, it'll be your milk given to them. And you'll get your own personal stall and a little milking bench. A queen-size bed at the farm. Ain't that exciting? I'm so proud of my beautiful little cowgirl. My plump, juicy little milk pet. Yeah? Oh, so good. We're almost through these doors, and well, ain't this something? All these cowgirls without any leashes or harnesses on? This is the Milk Queen's Ball, and you, my sweetie, are the host. But first, I want to show you something. I know you're relatively new to our farm, and probably don't remember the last Milk Queen Ball. I remember watching you go crazy. I was so surprised at how feral you became. You don't remember? I'm not surprised. Most cowgirls don't remember much when they're in that deep heat. Do me a quick favor and just look over there, would you, sweetie? You see that milkmaid with the bottle? Just keep watching. She's gonna pour a little bit of Montour cum on that cowgirl and look at them go. They're latching onto her breasts like a newborn to its mother. Imagine what that lucky girl is feeling with her pussy being licked. Two cowgirls sucking on her udders while she makes out with that one. She looks delighted. That stuff does a funny thing to cowgirls. Puts them in heat. Makes the animal in them come out. Yeah, the urge to mate with a minotaur takes over and they just wanna fuck one another. As you can see, it's just animal instinct and none of you girls can fight it. Eyes on me, sweetie. Eyes on me. I know you're already catching the scent, but I can promise you're gonna want to see this more. See this here? That is a bottle, the exact same as that one over there. Want a drink? Let me take the lid. Easy, girl. Hasty, ain't ya? Imagine I spilled it. You'd be licking all this stuff off the floor. And you wouldn't want that since this bottle is just for you. Now here, sweetie. Get a good mouthful. That's a good little girl. You like the taste, don't you? You got it all over your cheeks. You're so focused on the cum that you haven't even noticed, have you? Every cowgirl in the barn is staring at you right now, drooling over you. Come get her, girls. Let me just get out of the way. Oh, and don't forget the rest. I'ma just pour it all over you. Would you look at that? They're sucking on your teats already. You are already weak at the knees. You're swaying all over the place. They're pushing you to the ground, girl. Watch your face. You don't want to get hurt more than fighting over you. Oh my, they're really going for it, aren't they? I've never seen them be this wild. That one's spreading your legs, honey. I think she wants to eat your pussy. And hey, if you can't get your mouth on a teat, a pussy is the next best thing. Her head is buried between those thighs. That's a hungry girl right there. Looks like the girls on your teats already have had their fill. Gosh, I hope none of them is sick after all that milk. I knew you still have so much milk to give. And two new girls have already taken their place. Say, ain't they your friends? Those girls you spend your yard time and field time with. Oh, I'd often see you chatting with them, braiding each other's hair, eating together. Look at them now. They can't even speak to you. Their brains won't allow it. Ripping that milk out from your udders. They really are sucking rough, aren't they? It's 'cause they just don't recognize you. Just like those girls all licking your neck and face, huh? Trying to lap up all the cum you're covered in. I'll be trying for a few days to get it out of all that hair. But it's certainly a bother, but definitely worth it. You're really starting to feel it, ain't you? I can see that flush in your breath and in between kisses you're panting. I think this is the right time for us to start giving out toys. We've got a special one here for you today. This here's a Minotaur dildo. And although not entirely to scale, and I'm gonna pour a little bit of cum on it. Hey, ladies. Hands off. This one is for the queen. I'm a little jealous of all this attention you're getting, so I want to get in on that myself. Now be a good girl and stop writhing for just a moment. Just until I've looped this dildo up. It's going to be a squeeze, but it'll feel like heaven once it's in. I'm not gonna lie to you because I like you, girl. When this dildo goes in, you're gonna be nothing but an animal for a while. All these girls have gotten little drips and drabs of the stuff licking it off you. But inserting it directly into your pussy? Oh boy, you're gonna go wild. I'm not telling you so you can back out or anything. Just wanted to let you know. Oh, well, I'll see you in a little while, sweetie. That looks like it almost hurt. Maybe I should be more gentle. But I think it's filled her properly. Oh my word, are you okay, darling? That girl sucking from one of your udders just coughed up some milk. It's natural for cowgirls' milk to squirt out extra hard after extreme stimulation. If that's what happens after the first thrust, imagine what's gonna happen when I turn on this. I'm gonna start moving it, okay? Your body is so perfect. When it comes available for public use, I just know it's gonna be a nightmare trying to get time with you. We're gonna rent you like a common whore. Not that you'll remember any of it. We'll literally bathe you in semen before each session. You'll be milk beast at that point. Not even a milk girl no more. Treat it like an animal. What a good one at that. Having all these cowgirls take turns on your udders, and you're not even close to empty, are you? No doubt this dildo is up in your production too, and let's not forget about this fine cow lady sucking at that clit too. You really are living the dream, ain't you? You've been convulsing since I put that dildo in, sweetie. You are gonna be exhausted at the end of this. Gosh, I haven't heard you moan out a word of English since I put this big fella to work. And oh my, your pupils are dilated, ain't ya? I told you it'd be heaven. I actually think it might be time to stay for the home stretch. So just stay still for now, while some of the other milkmaids take those girls off your teeth. It might be painful, but we're gonna clamp them for now. For your grand finale, we're gonna need you bursting. It's gonna feel strange not having your udder sucked on for a while, but the payoff will be well worth it. Okay, sweetie, I'm gonna need you to lift your head slightly and look into my eyes the best you can. Here, look at me. Okay, darling. We're gonna let your milk build up for a couple minutes. But while we do, I'm just gonna tell you what's gonna happen. We've clamped your udders so that all that milk will get pent up. Especially with that dildo working away. They're gonna fill up quick. Some of the other cowgirls are holding your arms and legs, but it's only because they know what's coming. Any minute now, a milkmaid is going to come walking through that door with a very special kind of milker. We usually save this one for resisting cowgirls that thrash around a lot during a more slow and methodical milking. Just keep looking at me. That's it. The milkmaid is just putting my milkers on. The cups may feel a little cold against you, but you're smoldering hot after all. Oh, you've had such a good time, haven't you? Gosh, we're gonna have so much fun this season, huh? With all the fun things that the milk queen gets to do, I just know you're gonna love it. Now we're all strapped in. Let me just finish explaining. This machine is different from the usual. Whereas normal machines go pump, stop, this one doesn't stop. Not only that, but it doesn't pump more than once. It draws out every drop from you in one squirt. I know it sounds scary and like it'll hurt. And it might. But this is just what we do in the Milk Queen Ball. The last time this happened, the cowgirl was so scared that afterward, she told me it was the best she ever felt. Now look at me, directly into my eyes. Give you my hands, let me hold them, baby. Now then, in 3, 2, 1. Oh, poor thing's out cold. Her eyes rolled back and her tongue shot out. Not to mention how tightly she squeezed my hands. I think her nails cut me. Oh well. I guess we should get her back to her stall. It's gonna take a while for her nibbles to not sting against the brush of the air. No, it's fine. I'll carry her back. You just get the rest in their stalls. Another successful queen ball.